Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come to me, O you labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest, says the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you, and not every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia. 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 Today we celebrate the triumphant church, those brothers and sisters who are now in heaven, enjoying eternal life, seeing the face of God face to face. We are all invited for this kingdom. Important is that we follow Jesus, follow his way. The Beatitudes. Of course, it's not easy, but it's important to trust in the hand of God, the Lord. Also, he mentioned, "Ask and will be given." You have to ask this special grace that we can follow the way of God day by day. Jesus is accompanying us. He promised to be with us until the end of the world. But it's important not also you have to give space to him. We have to ask him to guide us, to lead us. Many times our pride makes us trust only ourselves, not the helping hand of the Lord. It also times Satan is tempting us to do just our best, but not trusting the Lord. Jesus knows us well. He's always by our side. But at times we may say, "If Jesus is with us, how can things happen this way?" Jesus is with us so that we can have sufficient grace to support, to go ahead. Let us live in, let God work This is not the way. God give us the mind, give the body to fulfill His mission on earth. His mission is simple. We have union with all people. When we are united, Jesus promised to be with us. Where two or three united in my name, I'm in your midst. This is promise. So in a certain sense, we are not alone. We have our brothers and sisters together. Then we have also Jesus with us. So today, try to live moment by moment, believing Jesus is with us. Believing our mission is to love. Our mission is to make the world a world of union, of true love, of true charity. We pray for one another today, so that one day we will join our brothers and sisters in heaven.